Mix 94.5, Perth's greatest hits. Morning, it's Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. It's 8.08, broadcasting all from different spots. I'm here in Subiaco in the radio station studio where we normally sit. And Matt, you're at your place at this point in time.
Yes, I am.
A couple of pets with you there. And Kimber, you've got McGruff. He was on your lap earlier. I didn't know quite what that was, that little ball of fuzz. Very, very cute. Just bizarre to be broadcasting in different locations, but we've been separated just so that we don't sort of pass anything around to each other, and that could just be even a common cold. It would be detrimental at this point. 35 degrees today and 37 degrees for our city tomorrow. Shut up! The boys on the
radio! He's a West Coast superstar, and he's our man inside the Eagles. For Orbit Fitness Equipment, it's Tim Kelly with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
It's part of that West Coast Eagles lineup defeating Melbourne in the last game of round one in this bizarre AFL 2020 season at an empty stadium at Optus. G'day, Tim. How are you, mate?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Tim. Now, we know you've all gone into isolation as players. Have you been given instructions from the club in regards to ongoing training?
Yeah, we have. So, we've all sort of been given sort of like take-home packs, just with some gear to take home. The club's opened up their gym, those sorts of things. So boys like myself, you know, taking bikes home, weights, dumbbells, skipping ropes, bands, like all sorts of things, just to keep us ticking over and ready for, you know, hopefully when footy commences back. So. Just told to, you know, best isolate as best we can, and first priority is look after our family and our loved ones, and encourage everyone else to do the same, and just best isolate as best as possible, and you know, the sooner we can do that, the sooner we can get back to living our lives the way we want.
Of course, buddy, and we can hear the kids in the background, I think, or is that, you know, down there. So obviously you continue to be busy. We saw that fascinating chat with Adam Simpson, who obviously received the news that the game would be the last game for a while anyway. Was it a strange feeling out on the ground?
Yeah, it was. It was very strange. I got a phone call from Caitlin when I was just around the corner from Optus, saying the update that the AFL had given everyone, which was, yeah, we were to be the last game, and it was an odd feeling because it was kind of like, well, there's no next week. We're not playing footy next week, and. You know, there was no crowd at Optus, so that was very strange as well. But, ultimately we still had 4 points to play for. And, you know, once we got in, we grouped up and, spoke about, how important still the year is and how important 4 points could mean come the end of, you know, eventually when the end of the season is, could mean a lot. So we knew we had a lot to play for. We just wanted to put our best foot forward and, you know, put on a good show for, you know, all our fans and supporters. So, I thought that it was good to get the win in the first game for the blue and gold.
Absolutely. Tim Kelly, Eagles champ, is with us this morning with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Mate, you're going to be spending a bit of time at home. There's a bit of space at your new place. Would a ride on lawnmower be handy with all that turf at your joint?
Yeah, definitely. I've had the ride on... pretty much as soon as I moved into my new joint. So,
yeah.
It's good. The kids love jumping on it, and it gets the lawn done quick and easy. That's for sure. No. So, definitely spend a bit of time on that. Yeah,
like a farmer. Awesome.
Tim, awesome for you to be at home with your three young kids now. But any new discoveries that you're making now that you're home more often?
Any new discoveries on
that about having now that you're home with your three kids all the time? Are you learning anything new now that you're home a bit more often than you were?
Oh, not learning anything new. Just that the kids are going to drive me nuts.
Not the only one.
Caitlin's worried about all the food that I eat. So the fridge is going to go pretty quickly. It's obviously it's good being able to be home and spend a lot more time and And, you know, it's under the circumstances, it's a bit strange, but, you know, just going to try and turn a negative into a positive, and no, it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to spending a lot of time with them and just keeping them busy and, try not to let them drive me nuts. So
yeah,
we'll see how we go.
Yeah, and for Eagles people everywhere, mate, they're probably thinking, keep eating, mate. Don't come back skinny. We need you. That's what they'd be saying right there.
Oh, look, I'll be doing everything I can to make sure I stay fit and, you know, maintain, you know, just like all our players, you know, we're still in footy mode. It's not, it's definitely not a holiday for us, that's for sure. So,
yeah.
You know, whilst we're, enjoying a lot more time with our families, you know, we are still very much in footy mode, believe that.
Yeah, I can see.
For goodness sake, be careful on that ride on Mars.
Yeah, I was going to say, Simo won't like that.
Oh, look, it's pretty safe. After you've used it a couple of times, it's pretty safe. So, you can get a bit zippy on it. I just cruise along on it anyway.
No, mate, I can see on the camera there's a bit on the backyard you missed a bit. So you go and take care of that. All the best. We're thinking of you, Tim.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Tim Kelly, champion for the West Coast Eagles on Mix 94.5 with Claire Zibat and Kimber here. Must be tough. It's tough for everybody, isn't it? It's just really weird to know what to do.
And you can imagine, can't you, in this time when, you know, food, we're all worried about how much food we got. Living, most people are worried about have they got enough to give their kids.
Yeah.
But living with an elite athlete must be a nightmare.
Who eats like a horse in the paddock. Yeah, let's see what's going on with the traffic. For Lucrative Super, it's the industry fund working for a better future. Visit lucrf.com.au. Here's Bernie D.
Good news. Earlier crash, Kwinana for a northbound Pride of Rowley Road finally cleared, but traffic for the moment still a little busy back to around Anchortel Road. Sticking with the northbound run, of course busy in that section, but then closer into the city, mainly Manning Road to Canning Highway, even Berrigan Drive is looking good. Go by Lotto. Mitchell Fairway southbound travelling well from top to tail, on off busy around Whitfords Avenue. Hey folks, just letting you know, KFC is open and still cooking your favourite Kentucky Fried Chicken. You just need to order drive-through, takeaway or delivery. Go online or download the app. See any problems? Call 1300 057 345. Traffic every 15 minutes. Don't get in the car without us.